Hey guys, and welcome back to our last episode of Pretty Much Podcasting for season two. I know what you're wondering. Girl, where have you been? I broke a vital piece to my mic last week. Well, not even last week, a couple weeks ago. And I've recently ordered a new piece, all that good stuff. So we're back as promised. So let me continue. I am Nikayla Tenise, your host and your new audit bestie. I am so excited to dive into today's episode because we're going to talk about something that we tend to not realize that we are, and that is influential. I want you to know that you are an influence and you are an influencer. You may not be mainstream influencer that you see on the day-to-day on social media, or maybe you are, but I want you to know that you are an influence. Now, when we think about the word influence, it's easy to conjure up images of TikTok stars or social media personalities with millions of followers. But in reality, what we're talking about is this. Influence is something much deeper and more personal. It's not about the viral moments or trends. And each of us is an influence to those around us, whether we realize it or not. Whether it's in our homes, our workplaces, classrooms, our social circles, we are all impacting the lives of others. So, in today's episode, we're going to explore how each of us can step into the power of influence intentionally. And how we can make sure that the way we live is something that uplifts and strengthens others. And how this plays a role in shaping young minds, especially if you're in a position of teaching like myself. Because let's be honest, everybody can put on this face for TikTok to be an influencer and all this good stuff, but the true influence is who you are behind those cameras. After everything shuts off, who are you? Because you are an influence outside of this fake persona that people put on sometimes. Outside of, I'm putting my best foot forward on Instagram, I'm putting my best foot forward on TikTok. But you know what? Are you putting your best foot forward in real life to be the influence in your real life? To be the best influencer in your real life? Are you doing that? Because let me tell you, Proverbs 27 and 17 says this, as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. I'm going to repeat it one more time. Proverbs 27 and 17 says, as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. This verse speaks to the essence of influence to me. It's reciprocal. It's intentional. And it has the power to shape and mold. Just like iron sharpens iron, we have the ability to sharpen and shape those around us. And here's the key. Whether we realize it or not, we're already influencing others. The big question is, what kind of influence are we being? But for real, let's talk about it. Influence in a way that goes beyond the world of social media. When we think about influencers, we are often, like I said, thinking of someone with flashy presence, captivating their audience with engaging content. But in our day-to-day lives, we are influencers in our own circles. Have you thought about that? It could be through the way we treat others, the way we show up for our families, or how we carry ourselves at work. People notice how we respond in challenging situations, how we encourage others, how we show empathy. But here's the thing. Here's the big kicker. Influence isn't always about being loud or being seen by thousands. It's about being consistent in our character. For example, if you're a teacher like myself, you already know I'm always pulling from life situations. Your influence might not always be seen right away, but it's shaping the minds of your students every day. You may never know how the way you encourage a student, or how you're patiently explaining a lesson, or how you treat others with kindness will affect them in the long run. Each action you take is like a small drop in a bucket that fills over time. It's shaping the person you are influencing. It's what I call a quiet power, because it's slow, because it's steady, and it's extremely impactful. Another point we should remember is that influence doesn't stop with the person you're directly interacting with. It ripples outward. Think of it like, remember when you're a kid and someone would show you how to throw like a pebble or a stone thrown into the pond and the ripples touch every part of the water around it? Exactly. When you live a life that reflects your values, whether it's patience, kindness, integrity, or love, you set a standard for those around you, and they in turn influence others in the same way. This is the chain reaction that has those life meaningful effects, right? Like I said, consider how a teacher might affect not just one student, but their friends and their families and even their future colleagues or their children. If you're in a position of authority, your influence is powerful because it has the potential to shape the next generation of leaders, creators, and citizens. And this is the impact of being mindful of your actions. To be a great influencer, you have to be mindful of your actions, even the little things that you do. When you live with intention and awareness of your influence, you help create a positive environment for those around you. One that encourages growth, one that encourages kindness, and one that encourages strength. Now, y'all know I love to give y'all a step-by-step, so you know I'm about to give y'all a step-by-step on how we're going to step into our power of influence. How can we actively shape the lives of others for better, right? First, we need to be mindful of the examples we're setting. It's not about perfection. It's about being authentic and intentional. So, here are my little steps. Let me know when y'all ready. Get the little pen and paper. Number one is to be present and engage. Yes, it's really that simple. It's one of the easiest ways to influence those around us is to simply show up. Whether it's for your children, your students, your colleagues, your friends, showing up with genuine presence, and intentions speaks volumes. When you're engaged, others feel valued and heard, and that's the first step towards positive influence. Number two is living with integrity. Now, growing up, I had a mentor, and she was also my teacher. Every day, we would practice saying the definition of integrity, and I still remember it's almost a decade since I've been in school. Wow. Since I started school in 2016, high school in 2016. So she would tell me, what does integrity mean? And we will all say, integrity is doing the right thing when no one is watching. So, you know I have to add this into the step-by-step. Influence starts with integrity. People watch what you do more than they listen to what you say. Let me say it one more time. People watch what you do more than they listen to what you say. Actions speak louder than words, and it does. When you align your actions with your values, you naturally set a standard for others to follow. Integrity isn't about being perfect, but it's about being real and honest and consistent. Number three. You have to encourage growth in others, which, like I said, Proverbs 27:17 remind us that we're here to sharpen one another. Being an influence means helping others grow, whether you're a teacher or a friend. How you encourage those around you to develop their talents, overcome their challenges, and become the best selves. Sometimes a simple word of encouragement really does spark an incredible change within the ones that you are around. You may not think it doesn't, but words of affirmation means a lot. It really does. I still remember so many positive affirming things people have said to me. My grandpa passed away in 2020. It's almost 5 years. Till this day, I still hear his voice say, Nikayla, I am so proud of you. And that moves mountains when I'm having a tough time, when I'm having a tough like day, or when I feel like I'm just not enough. I'm reminded by how much he encouraged me to be a better person, to be a better human. So like I said, to be a great influence, you never know how much your encouraging words matter to others. So start doing it. Honestly, for real. Number four is to lead by example. I'm going to bring up my teaching once again. As a teacher, you're in like this unique position to lead by example. Whether you're teaching a lesson or you're just interacting with students, your behavior, your attitude, and your actions teach just as much as your words. And this is so true. When a teacher's having a bad day, most likely the class gonna have a bad day too. Because I've seen it. I've seen it. I've been to work where I'm just not having the best day, and the way that I teach or the things that I don't do shows within my students that day, right? And I'm teaching kids that are 5. So these are babies. We're talking about babies. So yes, kids definitely feed off your energy. And I remember having the best days at work and noticing how much my kids are having the best time at work. So just as much as you think, oh, you teaching that lesson is it? No. Your behavior and your attitudes and your actions matter just as much as your words. Students often look to you not only for academic knowledge, but also for guidance and how to live and how to respond to challenges and how to treat others. My last one, which is number 5, my lucky number, is to be consistent. You know, when people be on TikTok, oh, you know, to be a great TikTok, you have to be very consistent. You have to post 3 times a day. Are you showing up like that in real life? Just like you can show up for a TikTok and post 3 times a day, I hope you are being consistent with the influence in your real life, because that's what really matters. What influence you are in real life, in real time. Influence isn't a one-time act. It's about the steady, consistent choices we make every day. If you want to influence others, we need to show them through our behavior and that we are trustworthy and reliable. Whether that's at work, in our personal lives, or consistency in anything that we do with our passions. Our consistency creates a foundation upon which others can build upon. Each of us has the power to influence. No matter our stage in life or our audience, whether you're teaching a class of eager young minds, working with colleagues, or simply interacting with friends and family, your action and character has an impact. So I do want you to remember something. If you ain't remember anything today, Proverbs 27 and 17 tells us that just as iron sharpens iron, we are here to sharpen each other. Let's step into that power of influence with intention and live our lives in ways that reflect the best of who we are. And be mindful that everyday choices can make a difference in the lives around us. Thanks for joining me today on our last episode of season 2. Wow. I am so amazed by how far PNP has gotten and how blessed I am to still have you guys here to listen to me. We are literally about to hit 1 year of pretty much podcasting on April 8th. And I have been lately reflecting and sitting back and just thinking, like, we have two seasons under my belt, 18 episodes. Your girl is almost at 1K downloads, and that's quite literally amazing. I always think of the little things in life. Imagine 1,000 people coming up to you and saying, I love your podcast. I love your podcast. You know how overwhelming that'll be? But you know how big my heart would be as well to know that I was able to at least be a voice of reason for someone. I was able to be a friend. I was able to be your audit bestie. And I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in and always giving me feedback and appreciation and just all this love. It literally keeps me going. I'm so loved by this cozy space we call PNP. And for now, until season 3, your audit bestie has been on a hiatus. And it's so funny because literally last season I was saying this. I'm like, girl, you're always going on a hiatus. That's your thing. You're quick. I'm really just focusing on work, and I'm planning on going back to school. So, like, congratulations to me. I won't be gone for long, but until next time, you know where to find me on this ep on these episodes. When you miss my voice and when you need a little pick me up, listen to it. If this episode resonated with you, I want you to share it with someone who could use this as a reminder for them to step into their power of influence. They deserve to know that they have that power. If you want to keep the conversation going or share your pretty much moments, find me on social media at Pretty Much Podcasting or NikaylaXO on Instagram. You know, I'd love to hear your stories, your struggles, and of course, your triumphs. Life is pretty much a journey best shared. So thank you for sharing a piece of your day with me. Until next time, on Pretty Much Mondays, take care of yourselves. I'm sending you all the love. This is Nikayla Tenney, signing off. Bye.